If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the difference between Gibraltar and jabronis, how Florence and the Machine is actually a real witch, if there is a gene that determines tops and bottoms, outrageous baby names, and baby talk in the bedroom. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, people.
Hello.
Alert the media. Start a grassroots movement.
How is everyone? How are you, Corey?
Oh, I'm so very well this morning.
That's good to hear.
I opened my computer. And I had last Google searched why The Rock used to say jabroni, because I thought, is that offensive?
What does that mean, jabroni?
Yeah, so that's what I had to look up, because I said stony jabroni, and then I thought, I need to look up if jabroni's offensive.
What is the Rock of Jabroni?
No. The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What is The Rock of Jabroni, though?
That's not a thing.
Hold up.
That's The Rock of Gibraltar. Yes.
Okay, so the Rock of Jabroni, the Rock of
Gibraltar, the Rock of Gibraltar is the Pillars of Hercules.
Then what is Jabroni?
So this is what I looked up apparently when I was stony Jabroni.
Jabroni is a rendition of the wrestling term jobber.
Yes.
Meaning one who loses to make other wrestlers look better.
Yes. It's like a wrestler who goes in and loses on purpose. Well, I mean, somebody's got to do it. It's all scripted anyway.
So you're the jabroni when it comes to our friendship. You go in, you lose.
I lose to you to make you look better.
Thank you.
Yep.
You're just your average stone of jabroni.
Stone of Gibraltar.
So were you describing how high you were? I'm stony jabroni?
I think that's where we've landed.
Because I always say I am
stony jabroni right now.
No, if I am on one, I look at Nick. I say, Nick, I am stony baloney right now. He goes,
stony baloney?
Yes.
Maybe you told me stony baloney when I was stony jabroni. I got a little mix up. Well, now, which would you rather be?
I would rather be stony Al Capone.
No. That's just too far.
Well.
By the way, I need to write these both down for Twitter polls.
No, everyone's going to be like, well, I was told to not do weed.
Stony jabroni or stony
Al Capone. Baloney. It's stony Al Capone.
When you spell baloney, do you spell it B-A-L-O-N-E or do you spell it B-O-L-O-G-N-A?
I will never know how to spell baloney. In the same way, I will never know how to spell, what's that other word I can never spell?
You'll never know how to cast a spell. You're a budget witch.
I really wish I were a witch. I was watching that Florence and the Machine video today, a witch.
I saw you tweet that.
It's great.
Have you ever seen her live?
Just this weekend at Outside Lands.
Oh. I
was stony baloney.
I once saw her at like the Greek or something in San Francisco years ago, and I was stony jabroni. And I literally was too far gone where I was like, she's for sure a fucking witch casting spells on all of us right now.
Well, I literally had the thought.
I think that's her go-to. She was prancing. She was dancing, flowing.
Well, I was at Future. thinking Future is going to be lit, and I was there, and it was just a whole bunch of like teenage white Future. Boys singing along and saying the N-word, and I was like, I need to get out of here. So I literally ran as fast as I could to go see Florence and the Machine, and there were all the gays and the witches, so I felt like I was in good company.
You've really changed if I ever would have thought you would have been at a Future concert as opposed to a Florence.
Well, I was kind of feeling my funky self.
I couldn't even name a Future song if I wanted
same
to.
Same baby.
I can't even pick him out of a lineup. Who is Future? And is he?
I don't know.
The Future.
I don't know who Future is. He just headlined the festival that I was at. And so I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, also, none of us do.
All I was thinking while I was there was looking around and making eye contact with white boys who shouldn't be saying the N-words. And I thought, somebody here is going to think I'm participating in this. Yeah, and I need to get gone, skedaddle, jabroni, caboni.
Skedaddle, frattled away from that jabroni baloney.
And so I did. So I went to go see Florence, and there I was at Florence, and she was singing the witch song. We don't have the rights.
Dog days are over?
No. You know, I have a really good memory of Dog Days Are Over. I was.
From Glee? From when they performed at the episode at the end of that one episode of Glee?
No.
They did. You can confirm.
Episode one of Glee?
No. One of the. I think it was the season finale. They performed it. Get Kevin McHale to the phone.
I really could. Should we call him?
No, Kevin. What season, what episode was Dog Days Are Over? I think that was the first time I ever heard Dog Days Are Over. It was the Glee cast, not actually Florence's version. That's how much of a Glee guy I was.
What songs are we glad we're not getting a Glee version of? Because Glee got canceled before it came out.
No, bitch. I wish.
What?
I don't know. You know they would have, like, Will Schuster would have done that, like, Bad Reputation song by Taylor Swift.
Ew!
Ooh, you and me, we got a...
Ew!
What is it? I don't even remember what it is.
We got a...
Big reputation.
No, a bad... Big explanation.
I can't.
Did we? Where were we talking about this?
That was our life at Disney World, and I think we did discuss that.
Oh, you and me, we got a big...
Explanation. A big gentrification. It's all of it.
You know when you got a big gentrification.
I told you, and actually, you know that actor, what's his name? Will Schuster?
Yeah.
What's his real name? You know he was on Grey's Anatomy. And that was just my two best worlds colliding.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Did you want to pick a topic?
Go take me anywhere, Corey.
Well, the kids have really been waiting for us to discuss.
I can literally hear you scrolling through a Word document trying to find something to find. The way you said it, they're really.
What happened was a stupid email popped up, and I thought,
they've
why
been
did
really
I leave that open?
Waiting no, for us to talk about.
Researchers report that there are biological correlations. Are you done? Researchers report there are biological correlations in anal sex roles in gay men. Now, does she think she was born to bottom? Because 23andMe will be able to tell you this Christmas.
You know when I used to sometimes go on the talk and I would be the top talker?
Or the bottom talker.
And the script for whatever they told me I had to talk about that day. First of all, the fact that they just give you, they say, here's what you need to bring up to the table, as if it's ever on my mind to say, well, ladies, everyone's talking about P. Diddy.
Yeah.
As if I give a fuck. As if anybody gives a fuck.
Well,
anyway.
You knew what you were signing up for.
No. No, no, I didn't, because they sent you the topic
you gotta,
the morning of.
And you know you really gotta have say
to,
the dumb.
And I really have to be that bitch to be like, well, Julie, everyone's talking about
P. Diddy. You're like, well, Julie, researchers report biological correlations.
Me going off script. Well, Julie, everyone's talking about how researchers saying what now?
that they're looking for
the bottom gene?
Yes.
I'll tell you the bottom gene. Bootleg denim, honey.
I was going to say dungarees.
Not dungarees.
Lee dungarees? Wasn't that a gene?
You're thinking Gibraltar.
Dad jeans are the bottom jeans.
No. Top jeans. No, I saw a real good bottom jean. It had a zipper right down the butt crack. That is the bottom jean.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? At the festival?
No, I saw it on somewhere on the internet, and I sent it to Jamie, and I said, are you wearing this to Outside Lands?
Does it zip right down the tush?
Right down the center of the tush. So you don't even have to
How
take them
far
off.
Does the zip go? Does it come around the front?
Fur enough.
Now, do you think there's a gay gene?
I don't know.
Do you think you are like genetically predispositioned to enjoy one or more position over another? And does this correlate to straight people? Like, they just have the like boring missionary position gene.
So there are some gay people that are very boring at sex too.
Yeah, well, we've all got the same genes. We're all each other's play cousins.
Do you have an opinion on this topic, or are you really just throwing spaghetti against the wall?
My Jesus number one opinion is, do you not think that for April Fool's next year, that 23andMe should send every single fucking person who's done their kit an email that's like,
you're gay.
No, that's like, we just found out you're 23% gay, and just tell everyone they're all a little bit gay.
Well,
imagine. Okay. That would be the best thing ever. You're all a little gay.
Okay.
It's a spectrum.
Okay.
Yeah. In my head, I thought, can you believe 23andMe punked everyone like that? And then I thought, why do we use punked still? Good question.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of punked.
What?
I've only seen clips on the internet.
Didn't they really punk Beyonce good? They made her think she tipped over a Christmas tree, I think.
And then something about Justin Timberlake really, really went through it about punked.
There was something about punked. Somebody threw something in a trash can and blew up. I remember that was upsetting.
Somebody got upset.
Maybe we should pitch punked, a new punked, to YouTube Red.
Punked?
Yeah. And instead it's called junked.
Gibraltar.
And we just
Chunked.
And we just eat ice cream that's got like chunks in it.
I'm gonna veto. YouTube Red is not interested, I can guarantee.
Wow.
Well.
So what did you want to talk about?
Well, ladies, everyone's talking about
what?
Well,
that they've already got the stores already got the pumpkin spice lattes ingredients ready to go.
See, this is what happens when we try to talk about a topic. What are you on about?
A pumpkin spice lattes.
Okay.
It's...
I don't think I've ever had a pumpkin spice latte.
You know, bitch.
I never even order a latte.
I don't even go into Starbucks because it stresses me out.
I'm more of a coffee bean and tea leaf type girl.
Well, actually, this does kind of relate because 23andMe sent me an updated profile list saying that I might not like coffee because of my jeans.
Which jeans?
The ones that zip from front to back down the crotch. Bitch, I don't know. Mom's or dad's jeans. It must be dad's. Dad doesn't drink coffee either. Aren't you glad I shared that?
What did your dad recently talk shit about me?
Yeah. He said he needed to watch our Fear Factor episode twice to find out what you said when you jumped off the crane. And
what?
You said, holy macaroni.
I said holy macaroni as I was jumping off the crane?
Yeah.
That sounds like something I'd say.
Yeah. I go, yeah, dad, that's the dumb shit that comes out of his mouth all the time. I said, did you watch us on The Amazing Race?
Baby, I say it all the time.
He was all yowzers. Yikesers.
I did say what did I say yesterday? I said something to my trainer. I said, oh my gee golly. He goes, can you shut up?
You are that bitch.
He thinks he's mean to me.
Oh my gee golly.
I said, oh my gee golly. That's too heavy.
How heavy was it?
Heavy.
Yeah.
It wasn't a weight. Yeah. It was something he told me. I said, that's pretty heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Heavy man.
Oh, tell me more.
You know what I want to talk about?
I would love for you to discuss anything.
So you linked me to something that really grinded my gears.
My nudes.
Do you have nudes?
Nah.
Do you have a boomerang of your asshole?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Winking?
Absolutely. All the kids do. It's how you stay relevant. Gucci. It actually says Gucci during the boomerang.
No.
Well, you asked for it.
I didn't. Anyway,
what did I link you to that really disturbed you?
The,
what's that song by Disturbed?
I was just thinking of Disturb. Is it Disturb or Disturbed? I prefer Disturbia by Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the outrageous baby names parents picked in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
So here are the names that were given last year.
To children.
Somebody is going to have to grow up and in 18 years...
Do what?
Be a damn adult with the name Tesla.
Yeah. That, do you think, I bet it's a girl name though.
141 babies were named Tesla last year. What just happened?
I was coughing away from the mic and I even muted the button.
Don't lie. That was a loud gulp. A blast from my past.
I just really want to hit myself in the face with the mic right now.
Okay, so 51 girls were named Isis.
Well, that was, that's a
Wait,
name.
Wait, that is was, a name. She a was name. On America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, and I used when I worked at the bank, I used to wait on people named Isis all the time.
Well, then there you have it.
So,
who came first?
And actually,
I did, if you know what I'm saying.
I was watching Bad Mom's Christmas.
Okay.
And the mom is named Isis. And she makes a joke. She goes, well, I'm Isis, like the terrorist group. I think it's Sally Field.
Mm. I love Sally Field. Sometimes. She gave a beautiful rendition to... Rendition? No. Beautiful. What's it called? Not a rendition.
It's not Sally Field. It's the one from The Meddler.
Oh, I love The Meddler.
I do too.
Susan Sarandon.
Yes.
It was, but Susan Sarandon really fell off the wagon.
Susan Sarandon plays Isis in A Bad Mom's Christmas, if you're wondering.
Bad Mom's Christmas?
I was
I'm thinking Bad Girls Club, but a Christmas special. I literally thought, why would you watch that? And then I started thinking, what's that show we watched with the women who are all cousins and play cousins?
Oh, ooh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, I want to watch that
show
too.
They went on a wine. They went to a wine tasting.
It might be a little offensive.
What?
Because it's like My Big Gypsy Wedding.
No, My Big Gypsy Life. My
right. It's gypsy not, play cousins.
No, they self-describe as gypsies because they're part from.
Kentucky.
I don't know. I don't know what I. We watched the show where? When did we watch that?
In a hotel somewhere.
Oh, when we were on our honeymoon.
On our honeymoon.
Right.
My mom loves any sort of TLC gypsy show, gypsy wedding, gypsy.
You know,
wedding
when
dress.
When Lady Gaga came out with the song Gypsy, I liked the song, but everyone was like, it's an offensive slur. So
well, that's why I was trying to preface that with.
Well, I. If you guys have any intel on that, please tweet us and let us know what the tea is on that. Oh, she's going to gulp again. I see her doing it over there. Oh, that was a fake. She really wants you to think it was a sneeze, but it was a gulp.
Did you
know 24 boys last year were named Lucifer? I love it.
I bet that was a play off of Lucius in... And
what was that?
I stubbed my toe.
Lucius?
Listen, I have a lot going on over here.
Okay, who's Lucius?
From
Malfoy?
No, from that TV show on Fox. You know, the one with Cookie.
Not only did I not know what you were talking about before,
Empire.
But you really took me further away from knowing with Cookie.
And Empire, the television show.
Never seen
on
it.
Fox.
Don't know what it is.
Scott Lucius. It's got Cookie.
Anyway.
Taraji P. Henson.
12 girls and 6 boys last year were named ESPN. Espen? Or ESPN.
Oh, wait. Fuck. Does it say 7 boys and girls were named Moo?
7 girls and 6 boys were named Moo. I love Moo.
Would you rather be named Moo or Yo-Yo?
Moo Cool.
10 girls were named
Moo Cool is a good name. Moo Oakley doesn't roll.
Yo-Yo
roll.
Cool. Yo-yo. That sounds way better.
No, Moo. Moo.
Moo.
Moo is not a bad name.
I think my first like Yahoo screen name chat room was Moo Cow.
No.
Yeah, I had a number. I don't remember which, though. No. Moo Cow Cool.
Moo Cow Cool. Arson, 11 boys. I don't mind it. Arson's a fine name.
You think?
I don't have anything wrong with that.
Wow. You love Arson.
It's.
I can't believe you love Arson.
I think it's actually a cute name. Arson is, it's, but like, I guess in context, it's the same as naming your kid like murder.
Barf.
Not barf. Barf isn't against the law.
In some places it is.
I don't know. Okay, oh, so...
Ooh, you know where it's against the law?
What?
In an Uber. Did you hear about the Uber vomit scam?
No.
Uber drivers saying that people vomited in their car when they didn't and then charging them the $200 when you're like blacked out drunk in an Uber.
Well, I don't drink, so I don't experience that.
You don't experience vomiting in Ubers or what?
I don't remember the last time I vomited.
Oh.
Well.
That's a good thing. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, actually, now that I think about
it. Yeah, I don't really drink either. I went out I went out on a Monday and definitely drank too much. But it was karaoke at our old bar that did karaoke by our old
was
place.
Was the woman with the cat there?
Bitch, no, listen.
What?
I was telling people that you and I would go there on Mondays for the tall boy $2 PBRs, and because it was karaoke and it was a woman with a dog that always sat on that bench.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, 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 you can't be serious.
And she was there. Like,
and there was another woman with another dog in that same spot on the bench.
How do you know it was a different woman? Do you have the memory?
Yeah.
She has the range?
You don't think I've got the memory of all people?
Well, I surely apparently don't, because I thought it was a cat.
Well, so that does not surprise me.
I do remember where she sat, though. The woman with the cat. She was over there. You know what I'm talking about. What are you doing now? What's wrong with your body?
Don't come for me.
You didn't quite blow your nose. You just kind of wiped. What's going on? You got
a
runny nose?
I have a sniffle, and I'm trying to take care of it.
On my flight to San Francisco the other day.
I can't wait.
I
when
sit
you
down,
got your first class upgrade. How was that?
Well, it was dreadful, and I'll tell you why. I sit down in first class because I got upgraded, thank God. But then the woman who sits down next to me and I go, watch. I'm minding my own fucking business. I go, she leans over. She goes, are you sick? I wanted to be like, if I'm sick, it's my prerogative.
Well, I would have said yes and I would have coughed near her.
I looked at her. I gave her a look like, ma'am, you're fucking bonkers if you think this has anything to do. My sniff has anything to do with you. And plus, even if I am sick.
Go off.
I said, no. She goes, oh, good, because I'm a pretty big germaphobe. I said, and I gave her a look like.
Oh, my God.
I said, okay.
Wait, and I told you the best
then
way.
Then I texted Jamie, because he hadn't boarded the plane yet. I texted him. I said, when you pass by me, cough. And he did.
And did she flip?
No. But then.
Did she have Nestle and pretzel
then,
flips?
And then you want to. She gets worse.
Okay. I'm ready. I didn't think it could get worse.
The flight attendant was gay. And he comes over to me. He goes, I just want to say thank you so much for all the work you do. And I thought two things. I thought, how sweet. But then I thought immediately, oh, here we go with this bitch next to me. I know she's going to get real nosy.
Yeah.
She leans over. Of course, after maybe 3 seconds, she goes.
So
what do you do? I mean, sorry. Usually I know when people are famous and they're sitting next to me, but I don't know who you are. What do you do? I'm like, what's the answer that's going to get me the least amount of interaction with this woman?
Gay
I'm like,
porn.
I usually say gay porn, but I didn't want to put that flight attendant in a pickle. So
gay porn, and I was a hungry dick pig this morning.
No, so I said, oh, I'm a LGBTQ plus activist.
And she goes, what's that mean?
No. She goes, wow. Oh, do you know? And then for the rest of the 40 minutes, she plays the game of listing queer people that she has met once in her life, asking if I know them.
Like celebrities
not even, nope,
or
nope,
like
nope.
Carl
nope.
In 8th
she,
grade?
Yep, just a random. She goes, do you know Kathy? Oh, what's her last name?
Bates.
Kathy. Nope. Kathy. No, not a celebrity, just a human. Kathy
I know, I just wanted
Smith,
to play.
She's a lawyer in Florida. She's a lesbian. I go, nope. Don't know her. And this continued for the rest of the 40
minutes.
You just
got to put your headphones in.
What I really should have done was...
You just...
Hawked a loogie on her face.
On her stoogie.
I should have hawked a Gibraltar all over her.
Hawked a loogie on her stoogie.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry you had to go through that. You know I love airplanes. That's what get my best people watching in.
If you're a germaphobe, you should not be on a flight.
No, I was telling you.
You know how many germs are just circulating through the plane?
Yeah, it's Germville City.
Germville
population
City.
Airplane cabin. You. No, I said I read an article once that said the best way to get someone to give you the armrest when you're sharing an armrest on a plane
is to cough
into that arm. Like even if you fake cough into that arm and then put it back down on the armrest and it says, bitch, 90% of the time they're going to move it.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I've tried it. It's worked.
I'm pretty petite, so I don't really even need either armrest. I kind of just let people have what they want. I kind of keep to myself in my seat.
I was in a big war over an armrest with this guy the other day. Because you also know that, like, the second they call my section or letter or whatever, I'm the first person because I like one of those people standers who I don't get in the way.
Not a people stander.
I don't get annoying. But when they call my letter, bitch, my ass runs and I'm the first one on there so I can sit down in my window seat and get my good people watching it.
Meanwhile, I am the last person
you
to board a flight.
You are almost
Mr.
Flight.
I do not want to wait in line. I do not want to stand for any amount of time.
Right. No, I just want to sit down, put my bag up, make sure
because
it's in a
place. I usually don't have, like...
Luggage.
Yeah, I'm usually just...
That makes sense.
Flying with just my book bag under my seat.
Yeah. Well, so I sat down, and I had the armrest because I was the first person in my row. And this man shows up and just, like, immediately starts battling for the armrest. And I almost wanted to look at him and say, if you wanted that armrest, you should have got here first.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being you?
I can't. Imagining me on a plane. Oh, I have the most opinions about flying.
Did you know 10 girls last year, this is me pivoting away from your armrest,
were named Airplane? If they weren't fucking named Airplane or Armrest or Stoogie.
No, they were named Yo-Yo.
Bitch, we already talked about Yo-Yo.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
We were on Arson.
I said I wanted to be named Yo-Yo Cool. Do you listen to anything I say? Are you listening right now?
No.
When's the last time you
go to Yo-Yo when Arson was between Moo and Yo-Yo?
Because you said Arson and I went to Yo-Yo.
I don't think Stalin is a bad name.
Well.
7 boys were named Stalin. Was he really a... Now, let me just clarify. I don't remember any of U.S. history, let alone world history.
Wow.
He was really kind of bad.
Are you going to say, was Stalin a bad guy?
I wasn't going to ask it, but are you going to clarify?
Yeah. I'll give you that.
I agree he was a bad guy. Yeah. I've always thought it.
But you thought, what a good name. That's like that episode of...
It looks, you know when a name looks well-rounded? I'm not saying... Stalin's a good name. Let me just clarify.
I think that's what you said. Holy. It's like the episode of Happy Endings where Penny's dating a guy named Hitler. And she's like writing her name on the notebook like Penny Hitler.
Yeah, yeah.
I think of this. Oh, yeah. He finds it.
Man, Happy Endings really needs to come back. That's God. A good... Before they bring back fucking, I don't know.
I would just be happy if they put it on Netflix. I know somebody now that I'm going to text about it.
Okay.
And say, can you get that where it needs to be?
Did you know 6 girls last year were named God. ABCDE?
Absidy. Is that how you pronounce the name?
6 little girls.
Pronounce the name.
Absidy.
Yeah.
ABCDE.
City.
Not Absidy. Absidy.
Absidy.
Absiday.
Listen. That's a name.
6 boys were named Slayer.
I like that.
That's very true.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. When I was home.
Remember that person we knew named. The most ridiculous name?
What was it? In fact, I don't.
It was like,
I'm too busy storing like, memories of airplanes.
It was like not Karen, but like Karin.
No.
You know where I'm going with this?
I do know.
What was her name?
Margaret.
Not Margaret.
Margaret. Which is like Andrea.
I liked Margaret.
I think there was an Andrea reference on Happy Endings also. That show just never gives up. I was just saying, when I went back to Michigan a couple weeks ago, my little brother and his girlfriend were there with their babies, and their babies don't have any names like Stalin or Yo-Yo.
Well, thank God. I think Stalin's a terrible name for people. Let me just clarify.
But the part of the story was I just really made me want to have a baby, and I thought,
whoa.
Do I need to have a man, or can I just steal this baby? Listen, they've got 2. They're 13 months apart. They're very busy. I thought I could take this little one and just take him back to San Francisco for 6 months and see how things go.
You know what I prefer to a baby?
A baby.
That's the same weight and size and shape.
A platter of baby back ribs.
Close. A burrito from Chipotle.
A baby burrito?
I was going to say, how good does Chipotle burrito sound for lunch?
I will have that with you if that's where you're going. Are you already thinking about lunch?
Well, yes. It's 12:15, and I'm thinking...
When I was walking off... Speaking of airplanes and babies, when I was walking off the plane today, there was a baby toddler walking in front of me, and I just kept thinking, wow, that baby's as big as my suitcase. They were the same size. Look at my suitcase.
I'm looking.
There was a baby walking that size off the airplane, and I thought, this baby's the same size as a suitcase.
Okay.
The baby could be a carry-on. You can put that baby
Most babies are a carry-on.
You can put that baby in the overhead.
I gotta say.
You can put that baby in the overhead bin.
Well, I usually do.
Don't throw the baby. You know what they say.
Oh, but remember that dog that died in the overhead bin?
You know what they
How
say.
Sad. Why? I'm not making fun of it.
You know what they say.
What?
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and don't put the baby in the overhead bin.
And do put the baby in wheels out.
Why is your baby got wheels?
Okay, don't be ableist. Let the baby. My baby's a Roomba. Let the baby have wheels.
Let the baby have wheels. I can't. Now I've lost.
Let's get wheel.
Yeah.
Can we just get wheel for a second?
Let's get wheel for a second.
Okay.
The babies can have wheels if you want them.
I don't like being talked to in that voice.
Do you ever let someone talk to you like a baby in the bedroom?
No.
Do you ever, now, if you had to have one.
I did. You know what I will say?
Would you let someone talk to you like a baby, or would you talk to someone like a baby? You have to pick.
I would rather be the person doing it because
Let's hear it.
Because
baby loves.
Because I'm fun. Because I'm fun.
You like to.
I'm fun, but like if somebody were doing it to me, I can't. I would just pity them. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh my God, can you imagine being that person? But like, I can really round it out with my fun energy.
Yeah. Well, you're an actor. Yeah, right. You're a comedian.
You know what I was gonna say is in the boudoir. I think I have said, "Holy macaroni." When.
Was there now? If there wasn't macaroni in the bedroom, I want to know why you said it.
What do you mean? Because I was exclaiming something really brought wonderment to my life.
What was that? What brought that wonderment?
Imagine mid sex, what would bring me wonderment?
Well, I thought maybe that's what you would say when you first saw someone's
holy
penis.
Guacamole.
Maybe you first saw someone's like member, and it was LAIC, large and in charge, lake. And in charge. My friend in high school used to call guys who had nice packages lakes. It was her code word, and it stood for large and in charge. So you guys can all take that home with you today.
Who's you guys?
The listeners.
I forgot they were here.
The listeners.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
What time are we at?
30 minutes.
Well, you know what is large and in charge?
What?
The rating people are going to give this podcast on podcast app.
Yeah.
If you haven't given us a rating yet, you could.
You should also tell them to follow us on Instagram because I don't think we've ever said that in an episode.
Oh my God, we have an Instagram. We got the Psychobabble Instagram handle.
Yeah, we sharked it from the person who was not using it.
Whoever had that before,
literally.
Yoink.
Imagine. I wonder if they've even noticed yet that Instagram took it from them and gave it to us.
Well, we really got it. So it's verified now.
It's just Psychobabble. And as you know how to spell it, kids.
What's the?
Please say you'll come home. Okr, babble.
That's an easy way to remember it.
Oh, yeah. I also thought of something, but I'll save it for next time.
What? Give me a hint.
It's about how Cardi B didn't come up with okr, but straight people think she did.
Well,
that's the whole story.
Well, straight people think a lot of things. Like Stalin's an okay name.
I was hanging out with a lot of straight people, and they were all like, oh, okr, like how Cardi B okrs. And I thought, she didn't invent that.
Who did?
I think Gloria Bell Bundy.
Save it for next time.
Oh, God.
Gloria Bell Bundy?
Laura Bell Bundy. Remember Show Can Tell Brown?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the first place I ever heard.
She didn't come up with it.
But I'm just saying, I heard it from her before I heard it from Cardi B.
Anyway.
I can't believe I hate Cardi B.
Why?
I don't. I was kidding.
Mm, okay.
I like Carly. I like Cardi B just as much as you like the name Stalin.
So.
All right. Okay. Gotta go. Gotta get
out. Okay, bye, everyone.